Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. Texas blues there. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend George Levy. George is an award-winning lecturer and world-class galactic expert on cryptocurrency and blockchain, but especially blockchain. He's leading the Blockchain Institute of Technology. How many videos are you up to now in your instruction there at the Institute?
Well, I mean, we have a wide range of areas where we go into blockchain. We get into cryptocurrencies. Now we're delving deep into supply chain. So the video numbers keep growing as new technologies develop. Mm-hmm. And you can all find out, like, I'm at georgelevy.com if you want to stay up to date with everything that I'm doing. But this technology keeps growing, and there's a lot of areas. You know, let's go back to the topic we were talking about, disruptive innovation, if you don't mind. Is that cool?
Well, folks, in the end of the last segment, I was just saying how blockchain is going to be, and cryptocurrency, they're new technologies, but I really want you to think of them as a lever that will disrupt some people and will help some people, depending on how fast you are. Right, George? Go ahead.
Absolutely. So I'll give you just a very clear example on the concept of disruptive innovation, because it really crystallizes things. Let's talk about the concept of money transfer, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the challenges with money transfer is sometimes when I receive money transfer for someone else, I have to wait, 48 hours. Sometimes it takes up to 5 days, depending on where you are. I have to pay a fee. The other person has to pay a fee. So let's just use one clear example. One Bitcoin transaction for $257 million. Let's compare that to $257 million in money transfer. Mm-hmm. So in average fees, we'd be looking at, if we're looking at, it's between 0.5% to, long story short, you're starting between $1 million in fees approximately, or maybe more.
And you have to wait on your money for the privilege of paying that much money. You have to wait on it.
Absolutely. And the question, you have to fill a million regulation forms, and then you have to, long story short, one Bitcoin transaction, exactly that amount. $43 transferred in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And that's an example, Jim, I
mean, George, let me stop you for a second. I want to put this in perspective, folks. There are thousands of small businesses in America that would like to become exporters or importers, but George, they haven't figured out how the monetary transactions how they can make that, number one, in a safe way so they know they'll get the money, number one, and number two, so it doesn't take them too long. And whatever length of time it takes them to get that money, they have to borrow that money from the bank. And so it's not just the fees of the transfer, it's also the carry cost of the money. And so they've got to go, they may have to go through Department of Commerce, they may have to go through an international banking system, they may have to go through Ex-Im Bank. Ex-Im Bank might have to get involved. And all of that, whereas, as you say, if it was cryptocurrency and it with a blockchain system, they could have it, never mind the money, they could have their money in today.
Yep. So I'll give you a perfect example very quickly on that one. I actually have a course for that. It's called Cryptocurrency for Your Business. We take crypto payments in my business at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. But the key thing I want to tell you is this. I have not taken a money transfer from an international client in a matter of 2-3 years. I would much rather get crypto. The challenge is sometimes people are afraid of the volatility. Well, there are ways around that. And there's ways you can take payments in cryptocurrency and have it immediately converted into fiat. There's technology for that, and I cover that in one of my courses. The key thing I want to tell you is this technology is a whole new way, more efficient, of doing many things we already do. It's just a new, like you mentioned, a lever. It's a different way of looking at things that are more efficient. That's the approach.
Yeah, and it's not sinister, folks. It's not any kind of voodoo, it's not any kind of crazy stuff. It's literally ones and zeros applied in a way over. Now there is a system. There is a There is a network of distributed ledgers. There is that. We do have to point that out, George. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one thing that a lot of people have a hard time getting their head around, the blockchain, because they don't understand how does it work. How does it – what is the – you know, why is it so hard to understand? And I think it's – my first stumbling block with this was I didn't know that there was a network. In the very beginning, you know, 4 years ago, I didn't understand that there was a network of distributed ledgers that helped this work. It's a system. What do you think? Tell us about it.
Well, there's actually two ways of looking at it. And when you talk about blockchain types, there's the public blockchains, like for Bitcoin is one. Yes, there's a network of these distributed ledgers all over the world. I, for example, run a computer in my home that's a full node, has a full copy of the blockchain. I run that. Nobody gave me permission. Nobody told me to run it, but I run it. There are tens of thousands of us all around the world, and we run these ledgers. That's a public one. Private blockchains actually run on things such as AWS. They run on Microsoft Azure. They run on IBM Cloud. Those run as well. In fact, one key.
But do they provide the trust level of multiple ledgers that the public system does?
Well, it's a different approach. The answer is in a decentralized network, in a public blockchain like a Bitcoin, you're dealing with a network of tens of thousands of these copies of this all around
and
the world.
And it's a way of building trust into a system, into a transaction.
Yep, and the way that you do it in these public blockchains, it's actually called trustless because you really don't have to trust it. There's just so many of them, and they all have a copy of it.
Go ahead. And then, in the private one.
In the private one, when you're dealing, like, I'll give you a perfect stat. IBM is very heavily involved in blockchain. For every dollar they get in blockchain, they get $15 in their cloud service. So when you think about it, the blockchain drives a lot of their cloud business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a key stat that people need to understand.
As a facilitator, it's not a fee. That's a facilitator of more business. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about this some more. And also a little bit on how blockchain could help in the coronavirus issue. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.